Okay, it's recording now, so you know we can start talking whenever.
Okay, so this is it. We're on live.
It's live. And I guess in the interest of disclosure, we should tell everybody that this is not the podcast we recorded last night.
No, it's not, because we had some technical difficulties, and they were along the lines of apparently one of us was too close to the microphone, which caused our consonants to maybe be a little too hard. Was that the problem?
Yes, it was, and it was me.
Okay. This is Melanie, and I'm Big Mama, and that is my name, Melanie. So from now on, you can refer to me as Melanie or Big Mama, but if you ever meet me in person, I would probably prefer Melanie, because Big Mama just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable in real life.
Well, it doesn't have that ring in person like it does on the internet.
That's exactly right.
And I'm Sophie. I'm Big Mama. All right, so there you have it. There are names, and you know, here you go.
Uh-huh.
So last night, what we were talking about, the first thing we talked about fall fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about what was in InStyle magazine.
Mm-hmm. 6 hot trends for fall. The coolest looks for fall, actually.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie, and welcome to episode 400 of the Big Boo Cast. This is an extra long episode, complete with some clips and some bloopers from the past. You're going to want to listen all the way to the very end. And we get to visit with our good friend and frequent Big Boo guest, Travis Cottrell. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We recently had a live book club episode, and we also have an episode coming up later this week about our time at SEC Media Days, and then next week, all about America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. There's a new section in the Amazon shop. It's just for teachers and back to school, and you can find that at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And thank you so much for being here for episode 400. We hope you enjoy it. We're so, so grateful for y'all. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Hey, it's Travis. It's Fry Daddy.
Yay!
Yay!
The best days are the days that Travis is here.
Yes, Travis is here for our 400th episode, because Travis has been a guest on this podcast more than anybody else.
I can't believe it.
I know. I tried to add it up over the weekend, and then I just got frustrated with myself, because you come up in our show notes a lot, whether you're on the show or not. And so I was like, you know, I think it's probably somewhere around 20. It's my guess. I think it's somewhere around 20, somewhere between 15
How
and 20.
How in the world?
I know. So, and keep in mind, when we started this, the very first time you were on the podcast, Travis, I do know this. It was our 10th episode, number 10.
Oh my gosh.
I know, which, wow. I mean, that's early, right? So, and that 10th episode was on February 2nd, 2008. So,
oh my gosh,
the day after my birthday.
Yes, your day after your birthday. Mm-hmm.
The clip that you sent us, was that from that one?
It was, yeah.
With all the technical problems. And Melanie was like 10 feet away. She was like, Can y'all hear me?
Hey, it's Big Mama.
Hey, this is Fry Daddy.
And hey, this is Big Mama.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, I can't hear. Oh, wait, I bet Alex has my... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, now I can hear.
Yeah.
Can you hear
hello,
me?
Hello, hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I was on the phone with Gully.
You know what? I forgot to tell you this, Melanie. We're getting a Nordstrom.
What?
Yes, we are.
It will change your life.
Well, we are getting a Nordstrom. Now, I don't think it opens for a couple of years, because I don't know what sort of retrofitting they have to do in that old Macy's at the Galleria, but we're getting a Nordstrom.
The San Antonio one has the anointing. We even have a piano player in ours that just plays live piano music constantly.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice touch.
Hey, Travis, you could do that on the side.
Okay, do you remember? And Melanie and I have tried to think of what they called it. But Travis, do you remember what that, we recorded on something that was like, it was an Apple thing. Melanie, did we ever think of the name of it?
Was it GarageBand?
No.
No, it was like Instant Message or something. It's the way, because we used to all message each other on it sometimes too when we first met. Remember, we didn't text.
Yes.
We instant messaged every American Idol episode.
We did.
Yes.
And we would have these long conversations, and we would have all these typos in our conversations, and we would get so tickled because then...
Bowls. Oh, gosh. Bowls.
Yes. Listen, Annie Downs just texted me, and she meant to say catalyst, but she spelled it catalst. And I said, listen... I so prefer catalst. I say catalst.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I could pull up some more of those words that we used to.
I know.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So eventually we started to.
I was going
to
say, do you remember? And then there was one night that we said something to Travis, and all of a sudden, instant message or whatever it was called went completely down, and we decided we have offended him, and he's done with our friendship forever.
He has walked away. The end.
I can't remember what it was.
I can't either. It was 16 years ago, though, which is insane. We were all very very young.
Mm-hmm. And now literally, and I mean this in the most literal sense, I don't sing anywhere outside of, you know, Brentwood, or even in Brentwood. Like if we have a Living Proof or if I'm doing a concert, at least one person will come up and go, "Hey, Fry Daddy." I mean, your people are everywhere, and they're the sweetest.
They are the sweetest.
Our people are the sweetest. I will say that. They are everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know the story that about Angela and I, when we started learning pickleball, and we went to a pickleball class, and a lady called me Fry Daddy in our pickleball class.
No, I didn't know that.
And I want to remember her name because she was sweet, and she lives around here somewhere. And I think Angela traded numbers so we could do a round robin or something.
Okay, and clearly hadn't happened.
Yeah.
Hadn't happened.
I mean, so you've been on the show a lot, and without a doubt, Melanie's favorite thing that you do is what, Melanie?
His Neil Diamond impersonation. I mean, it's so many things, Travis. It's the way that you love the Lord and that you, but also Neil Diamond. But also Neil Diamond.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's crazy.
I am, I said.
So good. I never get tired of it.
And that, you know, there's that Broadway show. There's a Broadway show of, it's basically a jukebox musical of Neil Diamond songs. And don't think that I haven't wanted to go up and audition for that.
You should. You 100%. I don't know why you haven't already done that. I would fly to Tennessee to watch that.
Well, it's in New York, but
well, I would even better. I would fly to New York to watch that. Y'all, I'm so excited about our new ad partner because have you ever found yourself tossing and turning at night, unable to get comfortable because you're too hot, you've got one leg under the blanket, one leg sticking out, and you still can't find the right balance? I'm going to tell you about Bowl and Branch sheets. They are here to help you never sleep hot again with sheets that are woven to allow airflow and feel cool and crisp to the touch. Perfect for sleepers who run hot. Bowl and Branch has so many amazing options for hot sleepers. You can choose from 100% organic cotton percale that's made with naturally cooling weave, or their linen, which is made from European flax to be light and airy and softer than soft. Y'all know I am so particular about my sleeping conditions. Specifically, I have got to have good sheets that feel silky soft and keep me cool. Bowl and Branch sheets start off soft, but here's what I love. They've gotten softer with every single wash. They have become my new favorites, and I always want them on our bed. Sheets fall in the category of things where I want to feel quality, and Bowl and Branch checks that box. We got the signature hem sheets in white, and I love that they look so crisp and clean on our bed, but they feel like sleeping on a cloud when we go to bed at night. Bowl and Branch's 30-night worry-free guarantee means you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them for any reason, you can send them right back with free returns on all U.S. orders. And it's not just sheets. Bowl and Branch has the airiest blankets, the most cloud-like duvets, the fluffiest pillows, and so much more. Get your coolest, most comfortable sleep during Bowl & Branch's annual summer event with 20% off site-wide plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com/bigboo. That's Bowl & Branch, bowlandbranch.com/bigboo for 20% off and free shipping. It's a limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think sometimes, and it blows my mind a little bit, and I had a few moments like this last week when Melanie and I were in Dallas. Like sometimes when I think about the people that we've met as a result of, you know, just over the course, I guess, of our whatever 17 years of podcasting and 18 years of friendship. And I think about Travis, about me going to Live and Proof and blogging about, or I was at Deeper Still and blogging about Angela's Jeans and seeing you at the concession stand and not saying anything. And then you ended up emailing Melanie and me like the next week. And that's actually how we connected. I think that's really a crazy way to make friends with somebody, you know? I mean, like, that's not normal.
And no, and it crossed over. I mean, like it jumped off the internet. And into real life.
Oh,
it
for
really
sure.
did.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my first reaction to you, I remember telling David this, is feeling like you were somebody I had known since childhood, but just didn't know I had known since childhood. Because our childhood experiences were so similar. And so it was like this instant. I have a little thing in my head about, like, if somebody understands the same pop culture references I do, we're going to be friends forever. And when I realized that you two knew who Vonda Braithwaite was, which is a character on Saturday Night Live back in, like, 1986, I was like, oh, well, that's it.
I am her mother.
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor. I was like, this is it. Like, forever, we're going to be friends. How did you in North Carolina and me in Mississippi both memorize the same Saturday Night Live sketch as teenagers, you know, and then still remember it when we met in our 30s. So
and it really it's something else. it's a little bit weird and sick, but when you find people who are of equal value weird and sick, like on the same weirdness level as you, you're like, okay, I think we're all each other's people is what we are.
Yeah. And I feel like that became evident real early.
It did. And Mel, the interesting thing, I was about to talk about how David and I hit it off about even a whole different other subculture weird things like tennis. Like David Hudson and I would talk about, I mean, tennis and all these crazy things, have our own little stream of things. And I thought, I'm never going to meet Perry. And I thought, well, Perry, you know, I'm going to be that weird music guy. And then we had lunch that time in San Antonio and I was like, okay, Perry's my new best friend.
Yeah. Because your people like your people, you know? I mean, it's
your people like your people.
It's the sweetest thing. Yeah. Your people like your people. And okay, so we've already had to stop once because of audio issues. This feels right and true.
It does.
On brand, as they say.
Yes. To harken back, it feels like I may need Juan to come out and do another look at my internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps. Now, what were we talking about? I can't even remember.
We were talking, Mel was talking about how Perry and I had some crazy overlaps that we would have dug up without that lunch that we had that fateful day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was just like, wow, because I kind of didn't know. Like, you're kind of like, I knew everybody was going to like each other. I just didn't know that we were going to have a ton in common. And then y'all knew some of the same people and it was great. It was so fun. So I love the way it's all come together the way it has over the years.
I do too.
Yes.
And I will say, Travis, you probably have figured this out, but I think Melanie and I for the longest time, I mean, still, we don't really know where we fit in terms of ministry. It's been kind of a, you know, whatever. But it was so fun to meet you because you value humor so much. And I remember thinking like, okay, here's where the funny people are. We found a fellow person who also values humor. So we're just going to stick right beside him. You know, it was a comfort. Yeah. A comfort and a delight to meet you for sure.
That's so fun. Well, I don't think I'm very funny, but I think I can be fun. And I think valuing humor is fun.
Yeah. Well, I think you're funny. Yeah. Don't you think he's funny
now? I think you're so funny,
you're
Travis.
Very
I've always
funny,
thought
you're
yes, you're very funny.
Okay, just a little bit more. Just a couple okay. more. Lean into the voice. Very
so, so funny.
Yeah. Very.
It is no secret by this point how much I love my AG1. When I traveled to Dallas last week, I took it with me. I never want to be without it, and I don't want to start my day without AG1 because taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple, and that's why I love AG1. Healthy aging shouldn't feel complicated, and I got so tired of taking so many supplements and pills and vitamins and powders. It was exhausting, but now just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps. It supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle, and just 60 seconds every morning, I'm giving my body what it needs and I'm setting up sustainable habits for the long run. I drink it first thing every morning and I can tell that I have so much more energy throughout the day. I don't need as much coffee, and it turns out that I'm not alone. 97% of people in a research study felt more energy after 30 days of drinking AG1. Gut support is such a key factor in immune support, and did you know that 70% of your immune system lives in your gut? In research studies, AG1 was shown to double the amount of healthy bacteria in your gut. Gut diversity is so important in supporting the health of the gut. AG1 contains a wide range of vitamins, minerals, superfood sourced ingredients. I feel so much better taking AG1. If there is one product that I could tell y'all that I trust to support my whole body health, it's AG1, and that is why we've partnered with them for so long. It's easy, it's satisfying to start your journey with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Okay, so we're going to spend a lot of time, well, not a lot of time, we're going to spend some time reminiscing in this episode, but Travis, do you have any particular memories about when we've recorded these episodes, or do you have any general observations, just any reflection at all that you could offer the listener low on this 400th episode?
Well, I want to tell you some takeaways that I have. Like, for one thing, so, you know, I came into my sports fandom, you know, being raised in North Carolina, being raised at Appalachian State University, that's, you know, it's a D1 school now, but it wasn't always. I wasn't raised immersed in the SEC. So I was very ACC immersed, and the ACC was very different then. You know, you had Maryland and Virginia, and then but the main ones, Wake, Duke, UNC, NC State. So, but I really kept my sports knowledge very kind of regional.
Okay.
Like no idea that there were these people, these SEC people on the earth thinking that, you know, that was – and I guess A&M wasn't even in the SEC back in those days. What were they?
We were Big 12. We were Big 12 back in those days.
So anyway, I came into my sports fandom at the same time, like my broader national sports fandom, the same time that we became friends.
Okay.
And so I am a person that, because I grew up rooting for players more than teams, like I will give loyalty lines based on my friends.
Sure.
So, for instance, I have a great friend who's a huge Braves fan. So when he mentions the Braves, I find myself checking the score and rooting for the Braves. Opposite side of the same coin, I have a friend who's a Phillies fan, and I'll root for the Phillies for him. And those contradict one another, I know. But all that to say, one of my takeaways is I know everything about Mississippi State and Texas A&M and the major sports seasons because of our friendship.
Aww.
And I root for them in my heart because it makes y'all happy. Isn't that kind of weird? But I do.
No. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Well, and you did get to talk trash to me when Appalachian State beat A&M.
Well, now that was a moment that was only made better by our friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really, you know, I love when Melanie gets angry, particularly about sports. Like, angry Melanie is really just one of my very favorites. And yeah, she was so angry at Jimbo Fisher after that game that, like, it sustained me for some days. I mean, you know, it just really...
Yeah, I think the only thing that's rivaled it has been the baseball coach leaving the day after. That rivals her anger and her sauciness about Aggie sports. That's the one thing. And what could she do but just take it from me? I mean, you know, when I would text a picture of, you know, an app, talking trash on a t-shirt, you know, to the Aggies when I'm in Boone, and it's, you know, the t-shirts are hanging out on the street for sale.
Yeah.
You know, it was a sweet moment in time.
it was something only God could have orchestrated, because, really? You know, there again, what's true? What were the odds that that was going to happen? What? Because even that morning of the game, you were like, oh, don't beat us too bad. And I was like, don't worry, we won't. And then listen, how the turn tabled. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Woo. That's right.
Oh, sometimes he comes in the storm. Oh, gosh. Listen. I had a big group of buddies that was at that game, and I'm bound and determined not to miss that moment again, so I'm going with them this year to Clemson. I have no more hope at the beginning of this game than I had before the Aggies game, but I'm going, and who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, you get to see Dabo run down from the rock. You know, that'll be a highlight.
Right. Yeah.
Getting to watch him yeah. take off down yeah. the middle of that field.
Yeah, and you could see what you missed at A&M, which was, I mean, it could be Dabo's, is it the beginning of his swan song? Because I'm going to say that you can directly relate the trajectory of Jimbo's career to that game. Like, that was it's when it all went south. It's when everybody was like, that's hey, maybe true. We're not getting our $80 million worth, you know?
This could be bad time for him, for the Mountaineers to be coming into Death Valley, that's for sure.
Yeah, actually, I think it'll be a good game. I really do.
Yeah. I agree. Any given Saturday. That's why we love the sports. You never know what's going to happen.
Travis, you've been such a good friend to the podcast. We can't thank you enough for just all the times you've shown up, usually at the last minute because, you know, we're so organized. And
I love you all. You've been so gracious to me. I mean, nobody knows who I am anymore. And you give me all this time to just run my mouth about stupid stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
But I have so much fun with you all. So much fun.
We have so much fun. And we have so much fun ahead. And who would have thought we would still be having so much fun at this age? Because I didn't. But it continues to be fun. And so we want you to come back anytime.
Well, you know, I was just reminiscing about how this started and how I got the name Fry Daddy. Beth was in town for a taping, and she and K-Mac, her assistant, and another person that works for her, they stayed with us while they were there, and we were cooking dinner, and I pulled out a Fry Daddy to mm-hmm. quick fry some Brussels,
mm-hmm.
some Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. And I got yes. to read, she didn't, she, I think she had forgotten the whole story of how we met, how it happened at a deeper still, then how we started doing the podcast and how I ended up with this name, Fry Daddy. I don't even really know how that happened. But just thinking about those early days of like, Boo Mama, Big Mama, Fry Daddy. Yeah, yeah. It worked somehow.
And I do remember you. It was on your counter, and you were like, "I need a name," and you look, and there was the Fry Daddy, right. And so because that was when y'all lived in Franklin, and
that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what y'all have been frying, but it apparently inspired you, and it worked because Big Mama, Big Mama, and Fry Daddy. It's just
and Fry Daddy. Oh, it gosh. Totally worked. I know. We need to get Travis. You need to come do a live show with us. We need to get you at one of our live shows one of these days. That's actually a 2025 goal. I know you're very busy leading worship for Beth, but maybe we could have you come. Maybe we could have you come do five favorites with us.
A very different experience, but it would be very enjoyable. We'll figure that out. We're going to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I'd love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. I love y'all. I'll bring a karaoke machine and we'll sing a little bit. I will do, if y'all will sing Barbara's part, we can do, you hardly talk to me anymore. We could do You Don't Bring Me Flowers together.
Okay. Sold. I mean, that is on that just went on my vision board that I don't have for 2025. I just created a vision board for 2025 to put that on it. So done.
Well, it's good for you, babe. On, deal, done.
Yeah, I just want to hear Melanie sing, will you just roll over and turn out the light? And that's all I need in life. Okay. Bye, Travis.
Bye, right. See y'all.
Bye, Travis.
Bye.
Listen, what I've noticed as we get older is that a night of a couple of margaritas hits a little different. I know we've all tried ways to feel good after a night of drinks, a night out with the girls, and I have found something that actually works. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand ZBiotics. Because let's face it, after a night with a couple of drinks, we don't bounce back like we used to. We have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics pre-alcohol. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. When I went on my girls' trip to the beach, we all decided to try pre-alcohol before we had a couple of drinks that night, and we noticed a difference the next day. Even after a couple of drinks, we felt great. We were ready to hit the beach the next morning. We had a great time. I love that I can confidently plan on feeling good the next day without worry. Admittedly, I was a little skeptical about ZBiotics, but now that I've tried it a few times, I can say it really does work. Stock up on pre-alcohol now for all of your summer barbecues, vacations, and next day responsibilities. You can join the movement of empowered women choosing ZBiotics for fresher and more productive mornings. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/BigBoo to get 15% off your first order when you use Big Boo at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/BigBoo and use the code BigBoo at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hello.
Okay, hello.
So it's our 400th episode.
400th episode. Listen, 17 years, 400 episodes later.
It's impressive, but not that it took us so long to get here. Now, I did discover we did some bonus episodes along the way. Technically, we've done a few more than 400. This is just our 400th regular episode. But I've done a little digging into our history because, you know, you and I typically don't. So I was like, okay, well, yeah. I want to find out just a few little things. So we started the podcast. Our first episode was on August 25th, 2007.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
So our children were four. And then we finally got to 50 on July 1st. Do you have a guess of the year when we got to our 50th?
Oh, 2014, maybe?
2015. You were very close.
Okay. All right.
Very close. All right. And then we finally, by the end of 2017, we had recorded 91 episodes. We got to our 100th episode, March 30th, 2018. So I just want to say, do not despise a small beginning, anybody, because
that's right.
It took us a minute to get some traction. But here's what happened in 2018 is we started working with Retha in 2018.
Wow. There you have it. That's the game changer.
That's the game changer. And so in 2019, we had like the Pawhuska Summit. Do you remember? We went to see Reed.
Yeah. Oh, do I remember? Yes. We sat, we ate so much food. We ate so much fried food. But we also
drank some cowgirl coffees. Uh-huh.
Yes. But we planned.
We planned. And we finally made it an official business. So that was low 12 years after it started. And then in 2020, a bunch of stuff happened. We started doing ads with Audio Boom, which was huge for us in terms of, because it held us to a real predictable recording schedule. We had quarantine, so we took some solace in the podcast, just in terms of like it kept us busy. And then there were three pivotal podcast moments. One was one from AT&T, that was 2020. Two, we had Phil Rosenthal came on, which made me feel like we could do anything. And the third thing was that Mike Leach came on, which felt like, okay, if we take this seriously, it'll take us a little more seriously. So, so since then, I feel like we've been like responsible podcasting adults.
Yeah, we really have. I mean, because I think we make a way, whereas before we would be like, oh, it's just not a good week. I would text you and be like, I'm sorry, I have a hangnail. I can't record on whatever. And we would put off
for like 6 weeks. But I think we needed the accountability, which I think Retha gave us the accountability. I think Audio Boom, because, you know, being legally contracted to do something also helps.
Yes, it does. So indeed, it does. Yes.
But I also think our listeners, it's y'all that listen to us every week, because in those early years, like when we were doing like MC stuff for the Dot Mom conference that Lifeway used to do, or we would be at a Beth Moore event, the thing was, is people, there were always some of y'all who have been with us from the very beginning who would be like, I wish y'all would do more podcasts, or I love listening to the podcast. And every time we would be like, well, that is amazing. Who knew anybody was listening to the podcast? And so it was because of how much y'all loved it and encouraged us in it is, I think, gave us this thing of like, oh, I guess we ought to keep this going because people actually seem to like it besides just us. So that was huge. I think your microphone is muted.
Yes, it was.
Hello? Yeah, it was. Yep. Listen, we're doing great.
We're doing great. What I was saying after I had muted myself was that...
Yes.
yeah. Was that it was so much trouble in the earlier days too, because we were recording around kids' nap times. You know, yes. A lot of times we would record it late at night, and then I was at school, so when do we edit? And it was just like, it was just logistically, it was not quite so friendly. Quarantine was when it got really friendly logistically, which is when I thought, oh, yeah, I would have something to do if I quit my job, which I had never really thought about it that way before. But anyway, just, it's wild to think that we started out with these little kids and now they're in college, and we have, to some degree, we have documented like sometimes just once during a year of their lives. But like we've documented sort of just our regular lives all this time. And I am surprisingly grateful for that in ways I did not know I would be back in 2007.
Totally agree. I mean, I think that was the beauty of like the blog and then the podcast, because I mean, truth be told, because neither one of us are good about like, look at my children, let me get out the video recorder. So sometimes those little, like the little moments of Alex's voice or Caroline's voice, or I don't have a lot of those. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't have files and files of all those memories. And so just to see those little glimmers of their personalities early on and just how much life. I'm like, those kids don't remember a time that their moms weren't podcasters, which is so weird, you know?
It's so weird. So okay, so I've pulled together, I've got three little clips that we're going to play. One of you talking about one coming to your house, one of Phil Rosenthal, and one of Mike Leach, just to kind of mark the transition that happened. And then we're going to come back and we're just going to talk about real life like we normally do. We're just going to catch up. All right, so here you go with a few clips from the past.
So Juan comes in, and I mean, like when he left, I said, Juan, you are my internet guardian angel. Like he came in and he immediately said, you have the wrong modem. Your modem's in the wrong place.
Okay.
I think this modem is trash. I throw them out the window when I see them. They're terrible. He was like, the problem is, he said, this house is an old house. He said, are your walls all solid wood? And he said, because this is an old house. And I said, yes. He goes, well, that's the problem. You need internet extenders. You need these ties. Here's where we need to do them. Let's put them in. We need to move your modem. It's not in the best place. We're going to move it into the living room. The fiber optic thing, the cable is wrong. So we're going to change that. Download the My Smart Home AT&T app. Uh-uh. And now I can go on and check my internet speed in every room of my house. If somebody were to come over, I can invite them to be a member of the Schenkel guest Wi-Fi with their own password.
Listen, you got David Hudson as your internet technician today. You know, we have these boosters all through our house. Like, so you're never anywhere with a weak connection. You got top-notch service is what you got. Just for him to say, are your walls wood? Well, then you've got to have something else. That's next level.
Mm-hmm. This isn't working. And I can't tell you that every AT&T person that I've had come out over the last 10 years, I've said to them, you know, this house isn't big, so I don't understand why I can't get internet. If I'm in, if like with our router here, I don't understand why if I'm in my bedroom, I can't get internet.
Right, right.
And like nobody's answered that for me. Like nobody's been able to say. And he was immediately like, I mean,
first thing he said is, he said, oh, well, part of the problem is, he said, you have these wood walls. And he said, so it's going to be really hard for a signal to get through. You've got to have these Wi-Fi extenders. And so he did that. He moved my modem. Then I said, Juan, while I have you here, because we're old buddies by now. Right. Let me tell you about Juan. Juan has a ninth grade education. He dropped out of school in ninth grade, but he went back and got his GED, and he's been with AT&T for 6 years, and he has taught himself everything he knows, and he believes that excellence and customer service are his number one priority. And so he's not about the numbers. He's about making sure that every customer gets exactly what they need before he leaves your house.
It seems like Sophie and I said, what we love about the show is it's the food and the culture, and we love seeing all that, but the way you connect with people, and how food is that bridge. And did that kind of spawn this whole idea for the show, or is that something that just happened along the way?
No. I knew that in my life experience of traveling, and yes, I love eating. I plan my vacations around where I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do something between meals. So that's going to be cultural or charitable or something interesting. If it was just me eating, I knew that's not a show.
Yeah.
That's nice for me, but I'm not how nice it is for anybody else. So what else is there? Well, what you learn if you travel at all is that food seems to be the great connector. And then for me, laughs are the cement. But that's just where I'm coming from.
Now, Coach Leach, I know that you have not ever known us, but Melanie, who's in Texas, she actually, this was back, I went back and found it today, back in September, she straight up predicted that you were going to be the head coach at Mississippi State.
She knew more about it than I did, because I certainly had no idea. I always really loved Washington State, and still do, I loved everything about it. But, just kind of wanted to see what was over the ridge. And really it boiled down to that more than anything. And you got only so much time in this business. And I could have happily stayed at Washington State forever, but then, curiosity and some things. And so, but I could be happier to be here at Mississippi State.
Summer is here and we're in the middle of it. I don't know about you, but I do not want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Here's one of the things I love. You can fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? There's over 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. You'll always have new flavors to explore. You can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. You can choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced meals. Head to factormeals.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BIGBOO50 at factormeals.com/BIGBOO50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
So what's been going on? What's happening?
Listen, we've had I got back from Dallas. I dropped you off at DFW, which I have to say the drop off at least went remotely a little smoother than the pickup, because I knew this time I had to take a ticket and pay to get you.
Yeah.
Or to drop you off.
I want to say this, though. That's some of the worst signage I have seen in my life. Because the way it's positioned, you've got to see what entry it is, and then what gates it leads to. So you gotta make sense of two numbers. But because of the way that they've hung those signs, you've got some of your eaves coming out on top of it, and so you really have to get up under it to be able to read it. In case there's anyone in the graphic design department at DFW who happens to be listening, I feel like that maybe is an area that could stand some improvement.
100%. And I have to feel like the fact that it's an American Airlines hub just feels fitting, you know, mm-hmm. like it's mm-hmm. just very unclear. It's very vague. Mm-hmm. But then you texted me. So Friday morning, so I dropped you off. I drove back home to San Antonio. Caroline came in for the weekend Thursday night. So got home. And then Friday morning, I woke up and you had texted. You said, what if I had waited to fly back? Because originally you weren't going to fly back till Friday. And what happened on Friday was we had a worldwide global internet security breach / crash.
Yeah. There was a glitch in the matrix on Friday for sure.
So you would have found yourself in Dallas, probably not knowing when you were going to get home. So thank goodness that we changed our plans.
Just decided when we got to Dallas, I was like, there's no reason for me to stay until Friday. I'm going to go ahead and move my flight back to Thursday. And thank the Lord.
I know, because you might still be in Dallas, or we would have had to get you a flight back on Spirit Airlines, because I think they still managed to fly. I think it worked out for them.
Yeah. Southwest was still flying. So, yeah. Somebody said, because they were at the earliest version, like Windows 95 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. On their Commodore 78 that they run from Love Field. But yeah, made it back home. And then we just kind of spent the weekend. Caroline was home. And so that was great. And so we had our friends Dave and Kat over for dinner on Friday night. And that was fun, and just hung out and caught up. Caroline and I did a little shopping Saturday, which, you know, was always my favorite thing to do when I can get her to go shopping, and did that, and then just church on Sunday, and listen, and here we are.
I know. Well, I came home and David actually left. He's been in Maine for the last like 5 or 6 days. He went on a fishing trip. Mm-hmm. So he was gone when I got home. And then Alex ended up going to house sit for a friend of ours. So I came home to an empty house. Which you had said when we left Dallas, when I was getting out of the car, you said I may drive back to San Antonio in complete silence. And so, because we had extroverted a lot. And so, so I came home to a quiet house and a very excited Hazel to have me here.
Oh, I bet. Yes.
And so, I don't know. It's been kind of low key because David's still out of town. He gets back home tonight. Alex ended up house sitting the next night. And then I went to church by myself yesterday morning. And then we went last night. We did a little almost end of summer supper with Steph and Casey and Sam and the girls, because their schedules are so crazy. Normally we do a dinner before they all head back to school, but everybody's schedule is so crazy that was really the only time we could make it happen. So we went to dinner and had some laughs, and then came home and I finished watching yesterday afternoon, I finished watching season 3 of The Bear.
Okay. So. All right. Mm-hmm. I've got 2 episodes left. I watched through season 8 last night. But I'm going to tell you, and I've been texting you that we need to do what I finally watched. I guess it was late Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, Friday night. But I watched Bratz, which is the Hulu documentary that Andrew McCarthy did about the Brat Pack.
Yes.
I have so many thoughts. Number one, the nostalgia from certain scenes and the music like that. But even deeper, like, I can't wait for you to watch it, because I just, and we're going to do a Patreon on it, because I had a lot of thoughts.
Okay. I got to watch it.
It's interesting, because I thought I'd kind of forgotten about it, because I felt like when it was coming out, there was a lot of hype, and then I didn't really see anybody talking about it after. Mm-hmm. So I'd kind of forgotten about it. But anyway, I have a lot of thoughts, and I kind of think I know why people didn't talk about it, because I don't think it's what people were maybe wanting or expecting it to be.
Okay. I can't wait. I may start that tonight. Yeah. Now, there's a story I haven't told you from the airport.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, here's what happened. So my original gate was gate like B48, which was, it's the very end of the B terminal at DFW. Mm-hmm. We all get down there, and there's a flight going to like Pine Bluff before ours is supposed to leave. Well, then the Pine Bluff flight, it can't come in because another plane's at the gate. It's just a lot. And then a whole other gate seems to land at ours because they've told them to come down. It's all confusing. Okay. So then they say, hey, if you're going to Birmingham, you need to go to gate B2, which is the other end of the terminal. So I got my stuff and I had checked my bags. So, and I say bags because I had two because I needed a separate bag just for shoes.
Well, yeah.
And so I got my stuff and I went down to gate B2, which is not just really the other end of the terminal. It's the end of the terminal and then down another hallway that runs the length of the building and then around a corner. And you're really essentially in the basement. Like you can see.
Yeah.
Cars in the windows, like how you see tires driving by the whole time. So I get to the gate, and it's kind of like the beginning, I feel like, of all the chaos, not necessarily because of the computer issues that they were having on Friday, but just, you know, there's weather in the Midwest and everything's kind of, it's that domino effect where this flight gets canceled, which affects this one, and gates are going back and forth. So I've been sitting down there probably an hour. Our flight's been delayed at this point, I think, once. It was delayed twice before it was all said and done. And one of the employees from the airport, who they take people around who are in wheelchairs, they bring this woman to our gate. And she's probably, I would guess she's in her late 70s, early 80s. I don't know. Like she might have been in her 50s for all I know. But she had just had hip surgery. And I know this because while we were sitting there, you know, sometimes you just need to be encouraged by humanity, Melanie.
Yes. And
that is what happened at gate B2 for me because
there
was a guy who was maybe about our age-ish, maybe a little younger, who came up to her and said, "Ma'am, do you need anything?" And she said, "No, I'm fine." She said, "I just had hip surgery, but I think I'm good." And he said, "Okay, well, I'm just right over here if you need anything, or I can move you over here by me." And she said, "No, I'm fine." And so, and I'm at one of those like tables, you know, like where you sit to charge a computer or a phone.
Yeah.
So I thought that was so sweet. Well, then maybe like 15 minutes later, this guy who looks like he's a little older than Alex, he's using the charger next to me, and he comes back and he gets his AirPods and he sees the lady and he said, "Ma'am, do you need any help?" And
she's so nice.
I know. And she said, "No, I think I'm good." She said, I'm going to Baton Rouge and I'm not sure if they've changed my gate." And he said, "Well, hold on, let me go look for you." So he goes like back to where the screens are and he waits for all the schedules to scroll through on the screens, and her gate's still fine. And he comes back and he says, "Your gate's still the same. Right now you're good." Then he goes to the desk where the gate agent is and talks to them and said, "She's here. She's concerned about her gate." And the gate agent says, "I think her gate's going to stay the same. I don't think she's going to have to move." And he comes back and she says, "Thank you so much. I'm trying to go to my sister's. I'm just, you know, they just left me here. And if my gate gets changed, I just don't know how I'll get there." So then that kid goes to a woman who's standing close to us and he said, "Are you going to Birmingham or Baton Rouge?" And she said, "I'm going to Baton Rouge." So he gets that lady and introduces her to the woman in the wheelchair.
Oh my gosh.
"Do you mind helping her if your gate gets changed? And will you make sure that she gets to where she's supposed to go?" She said, "I'll be so glad to do that." And she speaks to the woman and they're fine. I'm going to tell you something.
Listen.
For me, that was a shot of pure adrenaline.
Yes.
I was teary-eyed. I thought, listen, the young people are going to be okay. So
that's right.
So I'm of course, you know, I'm clocking the whole thing. And he has on a shirt, a double-decker shirt, which is an arts festival in Oxford. And so, so I'm trying to put pieces together. And, you know, I'm real bad. I want to make connections with people. So I'm thinking, well, does he know my niece? Does he know my nephew? Does he know so-and-so? So anyway, so I get on the plane and I get in my seat and here he comes down the aisle. And I thought, I'm just going to say something to him. And I said, "Hey.
Yeah.
You were so kind to that lady." And he was like, "Oh my gosh." He said, "I felt so sorry for her." He said, "I would hate for somebody just to leave me. And then I have to wonder like how I'm going to get somewhere." I said, "Well, you were so kind to her. You went above and beyond." And I just thought, stop yourself. Cause I thought I could go into, I love to see that kind of leadership.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just said, "Do you go to Ole Miss?" Cause he had on the shirt from Double Decker. And he said, "No, ma'am." He said, "I went to Auburn." And he said, "But my girlfriend," and he pointed to the girl behind him.
Okay.
He said, "She went to Ole Miss." And so anyway, that was it. They flew to Birmingham. I saw him again at baggage claim, but
I cannot even tell you after
listen
in this particular point in history what it did for me to see just the kindness of a 20-something year old kid to one of his elders. I've thought about it all week long.
Listen, it's like one of those reels that I like to see on Instagram about somebody doing humanity being kind, you know, like it's like the feel good where you're like, oh, there are still good people in the world, you know, like, that is impressive. And kudos to that young man's parents, because
that's what
they clearly
I think
did a good job. I mean, they clearly did a good job.
I know. If I felt like I could get away, I mean, I could get in touch with his parents. I would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's just who he was. That's behind the scenes. Like, mm-hmm. that's not for any like glory or recognition.
Yeah.
It's just that kind.
And, oh, I love that.
You know, and I wanted to tell his girlfriend, listen, you hang on to him. Like,
that's right. That's right. And then you really would be that lady. Listen, you have found yourself a treasure, sweetie. Just
she did pat him on the arm when I was saying, like, you were so kind to her.
Oh, that's nice.
But I just thought, you know, for that, the lady in the wheelchair was so overwhelmed. And listen, it was wild in there. You know? It was crowded. It was a lot of announcements about the gates and all that kind of stuff. And it was so sweet to see two people go out of their way to take care of her. And so, anyway, so that's my happy story of the week.
I love that.
I know it lit me up just watching it happen.
So good. What a great story. What a great story.
Yes.
I didn't have anything that interesting happen to me on the way home on I-35. I will tell you though, that I did not turn on any music or anything until almost Waco. Like I drove in total silence until about Waco. Cause I was like,
yeah,
I just needed to decompress. I needed to reflect on the week. A lot happened. And I just needed to, I needed to make room in my brain for all of it and kind of come down from it. And so about Waco, I was like, okay, I think now maybe I can turn on some music. Yeah. I can process. It's all going to be good.
You know, I have laughed. I mean, not out loud, that would mm-hmm. be weird, but just to myself about us and our rest time in Dallas. I mean, mm-hmm. our just understood agreement that we never really made, that when there's a break in the festivities, we're going to take it back to our respective rooms and we're going to introvert for a little while.
Yeah.
And it really, like, it's huge in that kind of situation, for me at least. Otherwise, I come home exhausted.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it was really nice that we had our little built-in rest time every day. We just, you know, would take the social media or whatever.
I know. But listen, what a week. What a fantastic week. It was so fun. I mean,
glorious.
It was so good. And y'all, we are working on, we're going to do our best to get Paul Feinbaum on the podcast. We're going to do our best to hold him to it. And maybe some other guests from the SEC before it's all over. But it was just, talk about being in your wheelhouse where you're like, well, this is just fantastic.
I know. It was so fun.
It was good.
A highlight of the year for sure.
It really was. So here we are, episode 400. Is it time for Low These Five Favorites for our 400th episode?
It is time for five favorites on this 400th episode, and I'm going to kick us off with a new-to-me product that I discovered not long before we went to Media Days, and it's the Patrick Ta Major Deadlines. It's a really long name. Double Take Cream Powder and Blush Duo. Now, I have the shade that's called Just Enough, which they say is a pink with a lot of blue in it.
Okay.
I have cooler tones to my skin.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it has the cream and the blush, because you get like a really good foundation of color with the cream. And then that powder works almost like a highlight. The main thing I love about it, in addition to the fact that it's so pigmented, like the color is really beautiful, is that it lasts. Like, it just stays on so well. And so it's what I wore the whole time we were in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I've worn it since. And I
texted Jamie Golden after I started wearing it. And I was like, listen, this Patrick Ta blush. And of course she was like, oh, I have it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, it was good. And I have to say it was good because before you mentioned it to me, I had noticed your blush. And you know what? I never notice on anybody their blush. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's just, I don't wear it a lot too.
No, but it just, it was so pretty. Like it was just such a pretty, like natural looking, like it didn't, it wasn't like, well, look at the blush. It was just such a pretty glow. Like I really, I noticed it. It stood out. So that's telling.
I feel like just in general, they do blush a lot better than they did like when we were in high school.
Oh, 100%. You know,
when everything was like a tawny peach.
Yes.
But now you really can find something. And the Patrick Ta, one thing I like about it is they list like the shades. They talk about, you know, if they're warm or they're cool or kind of how they skew, so you can get an idea of what you're getting into.
That's good.
My second thing is I found these on Amazon, and you know, I'm a sucker for a pair of wide legged pants. I love them. If they look like they might be a skirt, all the better, as far as I'm concerned. I love the summer. I love wide legged pants, especially with some wedges. And these pants I found on Amazon, and they're floral palazzo pants. They come in lots of different colors and patterns and whatnot, but I love this red and pink.
Yes, this me too.
Such a happy little color wheel for me. And the, I mean, and people might mistake these for a skirt if you're just standing still, but they're so easy, so cute. You can dress them up, dress them down, cute with a white shirt, denim shirt. And then they have a little coupon. Anyway, when it's all said and done, they're about $20. And
they're real cute.
I think they're darling. And they have other fun like color combinations too, as well as solids. So for $20,
I'm adding these to cart right now. That's happening right now.
I think they're so good.
And they're really good.
Yeah. And so, you know, Amazon just continues to do the most with the trends.
100%.
And I love red and pink together anyway. So I think they're real cute. The third thing is, it's a sneaker that I did not expect to like, because I'm usually like a platform or chunkier sneaker. But my friend Maggie at Gessmeyer was like, I really think that you're going to like these. And so she pulled for me a pair of their Back 70 sneakers. And these are called the Teddies because they have like shearling on the outside. The ones that I have are shearling and maroon, but they have all kinds of cute ones. Ella has some in hot pink. Steph has these in orange. But they're a flatter sneaker. And when I put them on, I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. And they're so cute. Like, they're perfect for like, if you've got just a little bit of crop on your pants, they're so good. And, they're really comfortable, much more supportive than I expected, given the fact that they're flatter. And every once in a while, you do just need a flatter sneaker. Like you don't need a platform all the time. I think the price on these is great. I think the bright colors are so cute. There's a white and gold that's darling. So just throwing that out there for anybody looking, especially for a cute back to school sneaker.
Love those. Super cute.
This next thing, I have had this for over a year and just habitually have forgotten to mention it. I keep one of these in my car and I keep one of these in my desk. It's an all-in-one spray and wipe cleaner. One of the nerdiest things I own. It has a glass cleaner inside and you spray, and then the little tube is lined with a chamois. And so you wipe it off with the side of the tube. And so like for the screen in your car or your computer screen, it's like the easiest way to clean it. And then you just you slide the little tube like in its plastic case, and then you sew it away. But I don't like when the screen in my car gets fingerprints all over it, but of course it does because it's a screen in your car. And so it's just a quick way. You can just, you need one little pump, and then you can use the chamois on the side of the tube and wipe it off. And it's, just easy breezy. So it's one of my favorite little things. And then here's my last thing, you know, another company that I feel like just does the most with the trends is H&M.
100%.
We had a talk about H&M when we were in Dallas, I feel like, about their dresses. I don't know anybody who does a trendy dress for a better price than H&M.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking over the weekend, I was like, I really just want an Oxford shirt, like an mm-hmm. old school Oxford shirt. Where do they make Oxford shirts anymore? Well, at H&M. And so I ordered the blue and white striped Oxford shirt from them. These are $19.99. They have white, baby blue, and a striped one. I think these are so cute with shorts. I also love these with a pair of white pants, white jeans, whatever. I just think it's such a fun little top. And then, of course, Oxford cloth is always really soft and gets better yep. as you wear it. So I thought this was a great Oxford option for a really good price.
It's so cute. Listen, that takes me right back to seventh grade. That mm-hmm. with a pair of like Jordache jeans or some Levi 501s with a ribbon belt.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Listen,
that is good. That is mm-hmm. good. I think that blue and white stripe is going to probably come to my house. I really like it.
Yeah, so cute. So, and this for me, this is what a Saturday looks like for me. If I've got to run errands.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to throw uh-huh. on these, this and like those daily practice pants or a pair of shorts, something, but I just think it's really cute. So
I love it. Mm-hmm. Super cute. Well, those are great five favorites. Thank those here at episode 400.
And you're y'all, so welcome.
Thank y'all for listening to us for, you know, maybe not 400 episodes if you haven't been here from the beginning, but for however long you've been. We're so thankful. We're thankful that y'all listen. We're thankful for y'all's support. We thank you for all the love you've given us. We thank you for understanding our audio and our technical issues. Y'all are just the best.
They're just that's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Like that
really is.
That's the one thing that's been consistent this whole time. This is the part where I could get real teary-eyed because even I posted a clip, the clip from us of us on Feinbaum over on our Patreon just as a public post because some people mm-hmm. didn't know ESPN and they were the people from the show were real sweet to share the file so I could post it. But just to read those comments and that anybody would be delighted for us would be fantastic. But
yeah,
but like, I don't know. I cannot imagine doing this and having to like dodge people being hateful or divisive or, you know, like that would just be yeah. such a burden. And yeah. we have not had that for a second. And it just yeah. really, I don't know. It just, it really makes me grateful. It really does.
It's a gift. Mm-hmm. It's a gift. Y'all make this so fun and we're so thankful. We're so mm-hmm. thankful for that. So thank you.
So we hope maybe we'll get to, you know, maybe we'll get to 500, I think, maybe sometime in 2026.
Yeah.
If we stay at it and
yeah.
I don't know how long we'll do this, but who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Listen, we may be 76 saying, hey, this is Big yeah. Mama. Hey, this is Big Mama.
Like Perry told our friends Dave and Kat at dinner, he's like, Mel, as long as it doesn't feel like a lot of work. I wanted to be offended, but I was like, fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Listen, our families, they just believe mm-hmm. in us. They yeah. just they believe in us, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm. Hold us accountable, that's for sure.
So. Oh, yes, they do. All righty.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all.
We'll be back next week with episode 401, and we'll talk to y'all then.
All right. Bye, everybody.
A little bit that we thought that would be kind of fun in theory. And then since...
Goodness. I think we may have just... I think maybe we should give up.
He's recording in the great outdoors and not in Montana either.
No, not in Montana. Back uh-huh. in San Antonio where it's uh-huh. maybe 95 degrees, but apparently everybody in my house needed to be somewhere where I needed to record the podcast. And so this is the level of respect that they have for my career and for what I do. That they need to be in those rooms. And yeah. so I'm outside. So if y'all hear a car drive by, heaven forbid a dog walk by, we're going to all lose our mind because I'm out here with the dogs. And so it just is what it is.
On one hand, I'm very sympathetic to your situation.
Thank you.
But on the other hand, I'm so tickled. Like, because this is real life. Like
it is.
Nobody's...
There it is.
I'm gonna black out.
Hey, everybody. This is Big Mama.
One thing, and then we're going to watch your movie and let Mama talk for a while, okay?
Mama,
just say one thing.
I'm kind of shy at this.
Okay, but you can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
My mom's the best mama, and she's my favorite mama.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I'm staying here with you.
Carolyn, just go watch your movie for. I tell you what, give Mama a few minutes.
What, baby? You.
Okay, but you have to be quiet.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right, we're all back on the podcast. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Caroline.
Hey.
Can you come to our house today?
No.
Why?
Because I got my grandparents coming. I have to spend night with them tonight.
Not me. I don't have grandparents coming today. Coming next week.
Tomorrow. Okay. Y'all need to go on.
It's okay if they fight in here.
No, I don't want them fighting in the house.
No, they're not fighting.
Like we're going to have mom.